From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. A famous peacekeeping technology turns 50 years old today, the so-called Red Phone that connected Moscow and Washington. Spoiler alert, it was apparently neither a phone nor was it red, but it did change communications and the Cold War, Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
The catalyst for the hotline was a Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And as mind-boggling as it sounds, during the crisis, there was no way for President Kennedy to communicate directly with the Soviet Premier, Nikita Khrushchev. James Hirschberg is a history professor at George Washington University.
In order to send a message, they literally sent it by Western Union.
Khrushchev was afraid that if he took the Western Union route, Kennedy might miss his message and dispatch ships to Cuba, which could have set off a nuclear war.
The message resolving the crisis, in which Khrushchev agreed to withdraw the missiles, was broadcast over Radio Moscow.
This is Radio Moscow. Premier Khrushchev has sent a message to President Kennedy today.
And so the hotline was born. Steve Weber is a professor at UC Berkeley. He says the hotline helped thaw relations between the two superpowers. And
I think it symbolized a shared belief that neither one of these countries really wanted to have a nuclear war.
And that they were taking concrete steps to prevent it. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
By the way, the Red Phone in 2013, yep, it's reportedly email.